You might have to say farewell to the free checking account. They are becoming rarer as banks add more fees to boost their profits. Financial data publisher Bankrate.com says a survey shows only 39% of non-interest checking accounts are free to all customers. That's down from 45% last year. It was 76% in 2009.
Joining us now live to talk all about it, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com, Jill Schlesinger. Hiya, Jill.
Good afternoon.
So once again, we're not able to get what we used to get from the banks.
Yeah, we say free checking is more expensive than ever. You know, the thing that's amazing about this is when you look at the trajectory of the last 5 years. Now, think about this. 5 years ago, you know, banks were giving lots of stuff away. They gave a lot of loans away. They had low minimums and all of this. But you look, 5 years ago, you had to keep in much fewer dollars to get that free checking. In fact, it now takes a minimum balance of $723 in accounts that pay no interest to get free checking. It's up 365% from just 5 years ago. This is, in fact, a way for the banks to make more money because they have to make less money on the credit card business after the credit card reform.
Does this have an effect on our economic recovery?
You know, I don't know if it does. It's really hard to extrapolate that. I think that what happens here is that it creates two classes of bank customers. You know, the people who get everything for free and those who don't. It also creates a real problem for folks who can't really get into the banking system without paying money. We call this the unbanked. And they're folks who just really, they say, why should I have a bank account? But you really do need a bank account. I think for the most important customers, banks are always going to give them good goodies, right? It's just for everybody else. So you know what you got to do? You've got to shop around. I know you think the only thing to do is to go to the bank that has the ATM next to you, but you should be checking out credit unions that have much better deals, much lower minimums. I'm not shilling for the credit union industry, but the credit unions in this country are really terrific, and you should check them out because they're much better alternatives.
Let's talk for a moment about the housing industry, Jill, which appears to be picking up a little bit, and some key data's due out.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to get home prices. And, you know, the last time we had this report from Case-Shiller, it showed that all the indexes were showing some improvement. Now, you know what? You're spoiled in D.C. Your housing market's been much better than the national average. But as we look at the national average, we're finally seeing some progress in the housing market. Why is this so important? It's not that it's going to go back to the heyday of where we were in 2006, but this will restore an element of confidence. If house prices start to rise a little bit, fewer people will owe so much, you know, be upside down on their mortgages where they owe more on their mortgage than their home is worth. This creates confidence, and we're going to get confidence indicators this week. So if housing starts to nudge up a little, the stock market stays at pretty decent levels, we're seeing two elements that could really push this recovery further into the fourth quarter.
All right, Jill. Thanks as always.
Take care.
Jill Schlesinger. For more, go to MoneyWatch.com.